Parshas Nasa is always the parsha that comes after the week of Shavuos. Let's try to understand the deeper connection specifically between this week's parsha and Shavuos, and why we generally read this parsha after Shavuos. If not, we always read the week before Shavuos. So let's try to understand the deeper connection between Shavuos and this week's parsha. So in order to do this, let's try to understand a cryptic Das Kim. So Das Kim says, the Pasuk in Parshas Vayigash teaches where Yaakov's spirit was revived when he saw the Argalos. So Rashi explains that first that Yaakov, when he saw the Argalos, he understood that Yosef remembered the Sig of Eglah Rufa, his last learning of Yosef. But Das Kim says something different. That Yaakov Avinu, somehow the Ruach HaKodesh, he saw the Argalos in this week's parasha of the Nesim, and that revived Yaakov's spirit. So let's try to understand this Das Kim. So if you think about it, the Argalos in this week's parasha signified the unity that existed amongst the Shvatim. There's specifically six Argalos brought, and Shevet shared an Argala with another one of the Shvatim in order to unify them all. And the theme, the purpose of the Nesim's Korbanos was about the unity of Klal Yisrael. But each of the Nesim brought the same identical Korban to show that they're all equal, and that they weren't trying to one-up one another in serving Kodesh Baruch Hu, but they're all trying to serve Kodesh Baruch Hu equally. And I think if this is the case, then we can understand the significance of this week's parsha coming right after Shavuos. Shavuos is about the time of the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, in order to receive the Torah, we have to be together, we have to be Shalom. And that's exactly what occurred in the Nesim, the sixth parsha. In the Mishkan, the Hakamas of Mishkan, all the Nesim, Klal Yisrael united together in the inauguration of the Mishkan, everyone did the same thing. Because we weren't going to try to be different and be better than anyone else. No, we all want to show Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're on the same team and serving him. And with this in mind, I think we can explain why it's specifically the parsha of the Nesim comes right after the Pesukim Birkas Kohanim. Because Birkas Kohanim concludes with the ultimate bracha is Simcha Shalom. It's Shalom, as the Maral explains, is from a language of Shlemus, perfection, completion. And the Maral explains that perfection and completion only can come about, Shlemus can only come about, when there's Achdus. Because Achdus is the unity of everyone. And that's exactly what happened to Klal Yisrael at Hakamas Mishkan. That's exactly what happened to Klal Yisrael at Zman Matan Torah. So the lesson that we can take from this week's parasha, from Nesim, from Shavuos, from the Brachas of Birkas Kohanim, that we have to be together with Achdus and Shlemus, and that the message of Achdus is not just a message for Kabbalah Satorah, but it's a message for this parsha and for all the rest of the year as well.